Okay, so here's something that surprised me when I first dug into this. The vast majority of enterprise AI workloads don't actually go directly to OpenAI or Anthropic.
They're routing through AWS Bedrock, Google Vertex, Azure OpenAI Service.
Exactly. And the reason isn't about the models being better or worse. It's about everything surrounding them. Think of it this way. Buying a model API directly is like buying a car engine. What enterprises actually need is the whole car: security, compliance, integration with their existing systems.
The numbers are wild here. AWS reports over 100,000 organizations running generative AI through Bedrock. Enterprises spent $37 billion on generative AI in 2025. That's a 3.2x jump from the year before.
And here's the thing that blew my mind. 37% of enterprises now use five or more models in production. Not one model, five or more.
Wait, so does that mean they're juggling separate API keys and billing relationships for Anthropic, OpenAI, Cohere, Meta?
That's exactly what they're avoiding. AWS Bedrock gives you access to 13-plus model providers through one unified API. Google Vertex has over 200 foundation models in their model garden. You write your integration code once.
But here's what bugs me about that. You're now locked into the cloud platform instead of the model provider. The UK Competition and Markets Authority actually flagged this. One participant said AI lock-in to cloud platforms feels stronger than other services.
Fair pushback. The data backs you up. 67% of organizations say they want to avoid high dependency on a single AI provider, and 45% say vendor lock-in has already blocked them from adopting better tools. Average migration cost per project, $315,000.
So the real question is, are you trading one form of lock-in for another?
You are, but here's the calculus enterprises are making. If your data already lives in AWS, the lock-in question is already settled. And this is where data gravity comes in. Moving terabytes between clouds costs about 9 cents per gigabyte, introduces latency, creates operational chaos.
Robinhood's case study is instructive here. They scaled from 500 million to 5 billion tokens daily in 6 months, cut AI costs by 80%, reduced development time by half. Their head of AI specifically credited Bedrock's integration with AWS services, S3, Lambda, SageMaker, the whole ecosystem.
And this is where it gets wild. For regulated industries, the security gap between cloud-managed and direct APIs isn't a matter of degree, it's categorical. Azure OpenAI achieved FedRAMP High authorization. Anthropic's direct API, no FedRAMP, no VPC endpoints, no native IAM integration.
The part nobody's talking about is governance at scale. Amazon Bedrock guardrails can filter over 75% of hallucinated responses in RAG scenarios. They have automated reasoning checks that verify AI outputs with up to 99% accuracy using formal mathematical logic. You can't get that from a direct API.
Okay, but let me back up for a second, because the trend is actually shifting. Andreessen Horowitz's survey found more enterprises hosting directly with model providers as trust matures. Anthropic now captures 40% of enterprise LLM spend, up from 12% in 2023. So clearly, direct access has real advantages for some use cases.
Speed of innovation is the big one. When Anthropic releases a new Claude model, direct API customers can use it immediately. Cloud providers lag by 2 to 4 weeks. For teams that need cutting-edge capabilities right now, that delay is a deal-breaker. And the real-world pattern emerging is hybrid: direct APIs for prototyping, cloud-managed for production.